The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
If you were listening yesterday, you know that they're coming for your kids. It's not a secret anymore. It's not hidden. You know, we used to talk about someone homosexual coming out of the closet. And first, that meant just their sexuality, their identification as homosexual. And they came out of the closet. But the agenda of the radical homosexual movement was very much in the closet. The agenda. Little by little by little, more and more individuals came out of the closet. And then they demanded, not only must you accept us, you must celebrate us. And I've gone through the three A's over and over and over again: acceptance, advocacy, and annihilation. So I've been over that over and over again. But their agenda has always been recruitment. It's never been just acceptance. It's been recruitment. And now the agenda is now coming out of the closet. If you were not listening yesterday, you absolutely, positively must go to the archives of the program and listen to the audio of a YouTube from the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus. Now, right after we aired it yesterday, and again, I am not trying to say that we did this with our audience, but it is interesting that right after we dealt with this yesterday, that YouTube was taken down and made private. It was inaccessible. But fortunately, it's in our archives. So yesterday at 4:30, the 4:30 segment yesterday, we played. It's a video, but I played you the audio of a musical composition by the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus. And it blatantly in your face said, "We are coming for your kids. We are going to convert your kids, and then they will convert you." I mean, talk about blatant in your face. We're coming for your children. And now, we're not pretending. We're not trying to hide it. We are coming for the children of America. Well, that was yesterday. Now, today, the Washington Post, which obviously leans far, far, far to the left, the Washington Post published an article by a Lauren Roello, a former, quote, sex worker. It's an op-ed piece that the Washington Post editorial staff decided to publish. And here is the title. Get ready. Here's the title of the op-ed piece in the Washington Post. "Yes, kink belongs at Pride, and I want my kids to see it." Now, this is a family program, and I don't think, for many of you, I need to define what kink is. Let me just say, it is aberrant, perverse sexual activity. And we'll leave it at that. All right? Perverse, aberrant sexual activity. And the Washington Post published this op-ed that is saying blatantly in your face, we need to expose our kids to kink. Now, something is happening in America, and you need to be aware of it. What was being hid is now coming out in the open. If you've noticed, all of our local TV stations cover the Gay Pride Parade. Now, they didn't have one last year, and they didn't have one this year. Praise God. But in years past, for many years, all of our local TV stations and many of the radio stations covered the Gay Pride Parade. They sent film crews out. They featured it in the evening news and so forth. But they did not show any of the kinky stuff. There is partial nudity in these parades. There is all kinds of perverse sexual activity, costumes that are immoral, obscene. There is an enormous amount of obscenity that occurs in gay pride parades around the country. Now, the TV stations are there filming. They never, and I mean never, put on their evening news that stuff. They put people having fun, and they're in rainbow costumes, and they're just nice people. And they never, 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 ever put in the public eye the other stuff that's going on. Why? Because they didn't want you to see it. It's there. It's always been there. But they didn't want you to see it. These are just normal people, and they're proud of their sexuality. And yeah. Now, the radical LGBT community is no longer hiding it. They aren't. Because they have achieved, you know, again, I said I wasn't going to go into it again, but the three A's, acceptance, advocacy, they have achieved that. They have achieved absolute acceptance. If you're a lesbian, if you're a homosexual, you can do anything out in public, and no one dare criticize it or call it immoral or perverse. Can't do that. Now, they don't care. And so here's the Washington Post. And most of it I would never read on the air. But this guy, or maybe it's a girl, I don't know, Lauren Ruello. She has children. And she wants the children to go to these parades and say the kink. She says, I don't know whether it's a she or a he, but the author said, and I quote, when my own children caught glimpses of kink culture, they got to see what the queer community encompasses. So many more non-traditional ways of being, living, and loving. If we want our children to learn and grow from their experiences at Pride, we should hope that they'll encounter kink when they attend. Here is a parent advocating, proud of the fact that their children are viewing sexual perversion, kink. And I've given enough time to this. I'm not going to give you any more of the quotes from this person. But this is featured in one of America's leading newspapers, the Washington Post. I don't want to distress you. I don't want to depress you. But I want to inform you, they're coming for your kids. And you need to be aware of that. It used to be subversive. No longer. No longer. Be aware. This is not a benign movement of people who just want to love whoever they want to love. No, 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 no. It is far, far more devious and perverse than that.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
For those of you with kids, when your kids were little, do you remember when they got caught doing something wrong and they made all kinds of excuses? One of them was, well, I didn't mean to. I didn't mean to. Well, that's kind of what the Black Lives Matter Utah chapter is saying after an explosive tweet that was issued on the official Twitter side of the Utah chapter of Black Lives Matter. Now, let me again make something absolutely clear. The sentiment, Black Lives Matter, I agree with 1,000%. Of course, Black Lives Matter. The movement, however, and the organization is evil. I want to make that clear. It's evil. It's wrong. It is anti-American, the Black Lives Matter movement. And that's why when I drive through my neighborhood and I see people with a sign out front, you know, Black Lives Matter, that represents the movement, not just the sentiment. And every time I drive by one of those houses, I honestly think, do those people have any clue what they're supporting? Do they have any idea what they're supporting? And the answer to that is probably not. It just makes you feel good if you put a Black Lives Matter sign in your front yard. Ooh, look at us. We're accepting. We're tolerant. You may be accepting and tolerant, and that's good. I hope you are, but you may be really dumb if you have not checked out who and what you're supporting. Now, what was the inflammatory tweet? Here is what it says, and I quote, again, this is from Black Lives Matter Utah chapter, and I quote, "When we Black Americans see this flag, we know the person flying it is not safe to be around. When we see this flag, we know the person flying it is a racist. When we see this flag, we know that the person flying it lives in a different America than we do. When we see this flag, we question your intelligence. We know to avoid you. It is a symbol of hatred." Oh, by the way, when was that posted? 4th of July. And what was the flag they're talking about? The American flag. 4th of July, they tweet this about the American flag. Let me repeat it in case you missed it. "When we Black Americans see this flag, we know the person flying it is not safe to be around. When we see this flag, we know the person flying it is a racist. When we see this flag, we know that the person flying it lives in a different America than we do. When we see this flag, we question your intelligence. We know to avoid you. It is a symbol of hatred." Well, it obviously created quite a stir. The founder of Black Lives Matter Utah began to respond to the tweet when there was a whole bunch of pushback from the right, the left, and so forth. And the ultimate thing was, we didn't mean it. And I quote, "The point of the post was to make everyone uncomfortable." But we just wanted to start a conversation. How many times have you heard that? We really didn't mean it. We just wanted to start a conversation. Yeah. Lex Scott said that her sentiments were triggered by the sight of photos depicting members of far-right organization Patriot Front marching through Philadelphia carrying the American flag on the eve of the 4th of July. Far-right organization Patriot Front. Now, I have no idea how many people are in this Patriot Front organization. I've never heard of them, don't know anything about them. I don't know whether there's five or 500. But the founder of Black Lives Matter Utah has judged every single person in America that flies an American flag. Well, if you're white. If you're white, you fly an American flag. You are not intelligent. You are racist. You are dangerous. You hate black people simply because you have an American flag. May I say one more time, the far left does not want to unite us. There is nothing unifying about Black Lives Matter. Again, the movement, not the sentiment. And that's why, seriously, when I drive around and see the Black Lives Matter signs in front yards, I really wonder, do they have any clue who and what they are supporting? And I doubt that they do. But it makes them feel good. A brand new poll on pride in America. And believe it or not, most of the poll is pretty good news. Across the board, 68% of American adults in this poll said they are very or extremely proud to be an American. 68%. And when it gets to ethnicities, this was surprising. 55% of blacks and 57% of Hispanics say they are extremely or very proud to be Americans. Only 7% of blacks said they aren't proud to be an American. I think that's good news. The bad news is young people, 18 years of age and around that age, 36% are proud to be an American. Yeah, of young people. Like I said, they're coming after our kids. Hey, folks, thanks so very, very much for joining me. Have a great evening. And please, remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.